announces fullness of joy. In thy presence is fullness of joy. In thy presence is fullness of joy. And at thy right hand are pleasures forevermore. Hallelujah. Glory, 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 glory. So let's sing that together as well. Singing this song,
of a Monday night prayer group that we had in Ridgewood years ago called the King's Armor Bearers. We got that name from the Old Testament, where they had those that stood by the king's side and fought battles with the king. And so we wanted our young men to feel as though that was their call as well, to stand by the Lord's side. And so we named our group the King's Armor Bearers. And one of the leaders of our group, it was his turn to give a devotion, Brother James Waldfogel. And I never forgot what he said. He had us turn to 2 Samuel chapter 23, and we read that story there about David's mighty men. You know, it says that there was one man that killed over 800 with a spear by himself. That was one of David's mighty men. And then there was another man that when the Israelites retreated, he held his ground. And he smote the Philistines until his hand grew weary. And the Bible says that his hand clave to the sword. They had to pry the sword out of his hand. And then he tells of another man who defended a field of lentils. When everybody fled, he said, "You're not taking this territory. This belongs to us and the Lord." And he fought the Philistines, and they fled from him. He stood his ground, slew the Philistines, and the Lord wrought a great victory that day. But then it goes on here, and it talks about David. He was with some of his men, and the Philistines were camped out in the town of Bethlehem. That was David's hometown, where he grew up as a boy. And it says David was in a stronghold in a cave, and David said something interesting. I don't know if he was just kind of talking to himself, but he said, for a drink of water. Oh, that one would give me a drink of the water of the well of Bethlehem, which is at the gate. David remembered as a boy going to that well and how good the water was. You know, things always taste much better years later. You know, everything's always better the further you get away from it. Anyways, there was something about that water. No water was like the water at the well of Bethlehem. That's like my mother's spaghetti sauce. There's no sauce that anyone could ever make that is quite like my mother's, because I grew up on it, and so I compare every sauce to my mother's sauce. And Lily's about as close as you get to it. And so David, he just thought, oh, I'd love to have a drink from that water at the well. Now, it doesn't say that David had no water, that he was dying of thirst. He had his canteen, no doubt, and his men were well taken care of along those lines, but he just remembered back to that well at Bethlehem. They said, oh, too bad the Philistines are camped out there. I'd love a drink from that well by the gate. But those three men heard what David said, and it says the three mighty men broke through the host of the Philistines and drew water out of the well of Bethlehem that was by the gate and took it and brought it to David. These men risked their lives. They went into the enemy camp, these three men, and they risked their lives to get David a drink of water from that well, because David just requested it. And it says that nevertheless, he would not drink thereof, but he poured it out unto the Lord. And he said, "Be it far from me, O Lord, that I should do this. Is not this the blood of the men that went in jeopardy of their lives? Therefore he would not drink of it. These things did these three mighty men." Well, these three mighty men were rather noble and rather committed to King David. David wasn't king yet, but they had committed themselves. They were absolutely loyal to him. If David wanted a drink of water, it doesn't matter if the enemies were camped in Bethlehem, we're going to risk our lives to get David a drink of water from that well, because he's our king, and we are fully devoted to him as far as we're concerned. And David, he was rather noble in that he recognized that no man, no human being deserves such allegiance, such loyalty. That men, he seemed rather taken back that these men would actually risk their lives to get him a drink of water. He said that kind of commitment, that kind of devotion, that kind of allegiance, that belongs to God. God alone. And so he took that water and he poured it out as an offering to the Lord. But you know, James Wellfogle, when he gave that devotion, he said, if these three men were so committed to their earthly king that they were willing to risk their lives to get him a drink of water, how much more should we be devoted to the Lord Jesus Christ and keep the least of his commandment and give ourselves in full allegiance to him who is our King, our glorious King and Master. It really got you thinking there. God's looking for commitment. God's looking for full devotion. And if people were willing to render that to earthly kings throughout history and to risk their lives to honor their kings, well, how much more should we give ourselves to the King of Kings and Lord of Lords? And it makes you think, Lord, what is my commitment to you like? Is it all that it should be? Am I really all on the Lord's side? Am I really serving the King with all my heart? If anybody is worthy of such devotion, it's the Lord Jesus Christ. And so, as we sing this song, let's think about that. Who is on the Lord's side? Who will serve the King? Well, by thy grace divine, we are on the Lord's side. Savior, we are thine. Let's sing that last verse, number 422. Fierce man.